Please note, we are unable to play the songs referenced in this episode due to the legal stuff on this platform. For the full immersive experience, listen to DYUHWW on Mixcloud.com or play the songs on your favorite music streaming platform.
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work? Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work? Do you understand how words work? Welcome back to segment 3 of the DE&I episode for our little podcast called Do You Understand How Words Work? Ms. Nina Davis here to bring light to your soul and funk to your body. Honestly, what would we do without funk? Can you even imagine a world without it? You won't find this in the Bible, but I bet after God created Adam and Eve, the next thing he did was create funk.
You know, God made me funky. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. You know, I'm taking it back to the mother load. The mothership. Well, all right.
Okay. Simmer down now. In today's segment, we are going to review and analyze the survey data and learn which songs made the official Dive Equiclusion playlist. Plus, find out what society says about DE&I or Dive Equiclusion. Are y'all as excited about this data as I am?
Excited about data?
No? Well, that's okay, descendants of Adam. You have a few minutes to get yourselves ready. Because before we get to the survey data, we are going to find out society's 2 cents on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yep, y'all know society has plenty to say, and today we find out why. Society Says is a segment where we look at society's views and intent on certain topics and compare it to scripture. We do this to get a better understanding of how society works so that we can examine everything meticulously, keep what is useful, and stay far away from all evil. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 21 and 22. Amen. It's important for Christ followers to understand what is going on in society, and a lot of us do. So what do we do with that information, and how do we keep from getting caught up or distracted by society? Let's admit the elephant in the room and get that out of the way first. None of us are perfect. None of us. We are not judging society. We are observing and adjusting ourselves as needed. Don't be afraid to self-correct. It's healthy and powerful. Hashtag true adulting. Our topic today is DE&I or Dive Equiclusion or Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And we will get into what society says about that in just a moment. First, let's take a look at how we are impacted by the trends of society. An easy way to understand how society works is to imagine society as a commercial we might see while streaming our favorite sitcom, reality, extreme survival, educational, or news program. Society flashes up on the screen louder than the previous segment, demanding our attention as it tries to persuade us that this thing is the next big thing we need in our lives if we want everyone to know, or at least think, we are at the top of our social circles. Side note, social circles will not be a thing in eternity. Our brain tries to make a decision by asking questions like, do we need that thing? Should we get it? Can we afford it? Society doesn't care how we acquire the thing or what sacrifices we make to get the thing. Society just wants to influence how we spend our time, money, and brain power. Brain power is the most important of the three by far, because what we spend time thinking about is usually where we spend our time and money as well. Remember, our brains are a muscle, like our biceps, but way more important. If we don't exercise it, our brain, by thinking things through, it will atrophy and become less useful. Society wants to keep us distracted from doing any independent thought. It wants to do the thinking for us, and truthfully, some of us let it because, you know, it's easier. However, this is a trick and leads to the enslavement of our minds. We will become dependent on society and thus incapable of forming or executing a unique thought for ourselves, which means we will allow society to make decisions for us. If we look closely, we can see some around us, maybe even us, watch your toes, that have succumbed to the influences of society. We can see how some humans just mimic what they see on the socials, like eyelashes so long we can't wear our glasses that we actually need to see, or gluing so-called baby hair to our foreheads and cheeks to make our wigs look more natural. It's not natural for grown women to have baby hair. Or even getting in line at our favorite 10 bucks coffee spot to purchase designer coffee that actually doesn't taste that good, but everybody's doing it, so hey, we can stop and think, then make a decision based on actual priorities in our lives. Being broke because we prioritize keeping up with the Kardashians over necessities is not okay. Okay, somebody needs to hear that part again. Being broke because we got our hair, nails, lashes, and brows done, or we got the latest body-altering surgery, or new fit and kicks, plus we splurged on dinner and the club with the crew, and now rent is due, is a busted situation to put ourselves in, not a boss situation that will add value to our future. And it does not align with the values and priorities of humans that follow Christ. Sometimes we can simply ask ourselves, if I do this, will it reflect my faith and trust in God? Tough question, but if we seek spiritual growth, which is beneficial for this life and the next, we must ask these tough questions and accept whatever the answers are because, again, none of us are perfect. However, we can all improve. So, let's get back to diversity, equity, and inclusion. What does society say about that? Well, in light of recent political events, it's safe to say society has mixed views on DE&I. There's a large faction against DE&I, but it appears most of them don't really understand how diversity, equity, and inclusion practices work. Somebody share the link to this podcast with them, please, and thank you. A public service announcement. Here at DYUHWW, we hope that all humans will seek higher understanding of spiritual and social issues that impact all groups, not just our own groups. It's important to seek understanding for ourselves and not only rely on what others tell us, even if it's coming from me, Ms. Nina Davis. Please visit our website at www.dyuhww.org. Do you understand how words work? Honestly, society would like us all to stop talking about DE&I because it's uncomfortable and makes some people feel bad. These are not reasons to stop talking about DE&I. These are reasons to continue talking about diversity, equity, inclusion, and to talk about DIVEC inclusion more. The more we do something, the more comfortable it gets, right? The easier it gets, the better we get at it, correct? If society were real, it would want us to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion and get comfortable thinking about being considerate of other human beings, because this is how societies flourish. The way society is currently tilting does not promote life. It promotes hedonism, the pursuit of sensual self-indulgence. And if we are all focused on our own pleasure, we don't have time or capacity to think about what others are experiencing, except to compare down in hopes of boosting our own egos. This leads to death, not life. Society keeps most folks distracted and confused about the true meaning and intended context of DE&I policies and practices, with most thinking they are not recipients of the benefits of DIVEC inclusion. Society can convince large amounts of humans that they are better off not associating with the others.
Who are the others?
The others are all of us that are not Caucasian, American, capitalist, heterosexual males. I said what I said. As Christ followers, being aware of society's plans for all of us helps us make decisions based on eternity, not based on right now. It helps us understand and show empathy and compassion for those that don't understand how eternal life works. Society says,
you don't have to think about stuff like that anymore. Everything is equal now for everybody. Discrimination, that isn't a thing, and y'all just like to race bait or play the victim to make us feel bad about something our dead ancestors did. The Bible says the sons are not punished for the sins of the father. Why y'all blaming us?
One common tactic of American society is to use scripture to control how we think. That's not how Christianity works. Don't fall for it. Here's a good time to know the scriptures for ourselves. At a minimum, even if we don't fully understand the spiritual, divine, and eternal meanings of all the passages in the Christian Bible, which we may never in this life, we need to know what the verses say. We need to know the words, lowercase w and plural, in order to grow spiritually and know the word, capital W, existed before the creation of time. So, if we take the half-quoted scripture of the sons are not punished for the sins of the father, one clue it could be sus is the avoidance of punishment. God does not avoid punishing anyone. In Exodus 34:7, we learn the eternal God maintains loyal love to thousands of people. He forgives wrongdoing, rebellion, and sin, yet does not allow sin to go unpunished, extending the consequences of a father's sin to his children and grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. Look around at our world. Clearly, we do suffer the punishments or consequences of the sins of our forefathers. That is one reason there is so much evil and injustice in the world today. This version of society is the result of casual sin gone wild. What we escape as descendants is the penalty or sentencing of our father's sins. We are not put to death for sin our grandfather committed. We all each owe our lives for our own sin. The great news for Christ followers is that He, Christ, paid our debt. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6, verse 23. Jesus paid it all for us all. However, the consequences and impacts of sinning spread to all of those around us and away from us. Know that to God, all sin is sin, period. Yes, there are some specific call-outs that God considers abominations. They are still sin. Jesus died for those too. So, impacts or consequences of sin can include the following, but is not limited to sickness in the mind and body, weakened relationships with other humans, lost opportunities for income or education. On a larger scale, unchecked, ungodly power can lead to many suffering the consequences of war, starvation, and lack of basic livable stability to thrive. The full scripture reference for the half-quoted verse can be found in multiple locations in the Bible. For instance, Deuteronomy 24:16 explains,
"Fathers shall not be put to death for their sons, nor shall sons be put to death for their fathers. Everyone shall be put to death for his own sin."
Also, Ezekiel 18:20 says,
"The person who sins will die. The son will not bear the punishment of the father's iniquity, nor will the father bear the punishment for the son's iniquity. The righteousness of the righteous will be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked will be upon himself."
So, while society tries to shift our focus and avoid accountability, we, followers of Christ, can understand what's really going on and how it compares to what the Bible teaches. Society only wants to acknowledge part of the issue that happened a while ago, even though that was still during modern history, not ancient history, because society feels there's enough distance through time to separate it from responsibility. And, well, sure, but when one group is still the primary benefactor of and overseer of the efforts and fruits of all the other groups, there's definitely room for discussion. I'm just saying. Because the truth is, regardless of which minority group we belong to, all the minority groups unified would make us the majority.
The revolution will not be televised,
but it will be live streamed on all the socials. In a recent commercial, a Caucasian female with blonde hair and blue eyes discussed how genes, G-E-N-E-S, genetic material, are passed to us from our parents. While she's modeling blue jeans, J-E-A-N-S, denim. She states in the ad that she has good genes, but it's hard to tell which genes, G-E-N-E-S or J-E-A-N-S, she is talking about. The casual, interchangeable use of genes and genes is on purpose. While it may not be the company's intent, they are at a minimum promoting the false, made-up construct of racial superiority. No humans are better than any other humans simply because of race, skin color, or genes, G-E-N-E-S. I read a couple of articles on the topic, and one of them called the ad a racist dog whistle, while the other applauded the ad and called the people that questioned the intent of the ad awful names. Society just wants us to focus on the blue jeans and buy them. Society does not want us to think about what we are supporting with our finances in the process. On a similar note, a super famous African-American singer recently wrapped up a tour where she danced around the whole world dressed as a Caucasian cowgirl, and a lot of y'all loved it. Give some thought as to why she didn't dress up as an African-American cowgirl, and share your thoughts with someone you love. Society wants to reframe the issue and falsely accuse the masses. Some of us know who the true accuser is. Some don't. It's Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, the enemy, the devil. Whatever name, same evil, arrogant, pompous spiritual entity that rebelled against Elohim, the creator. The accuser's whole purpose and plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. All his strategies are the same. And an easy way to know which side we're on in any given moment is to stop and ask more hard questions like, is what I'm doing killing, stealing, or destroying life? Or is it encouraging, promoting, and supporting life? Remember, eternity is where we're all headed. And if we are Christ followers, we believe we will spend eternity with the Lord in some spiritual and physical way. Showing care and concern for our fellow human beings and making accommodations to include the least considered in society encourages, promotes, and supports life and demonstrates our obedience to Yahweh. So, watch society. Observe how it keeps most humans distracted from what's real and what's actually important. Then make decisions and moves based on truth. We have to make the changes. Society won't. Please join me in listening to Changes by Tupac.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today
with Ms. Nina Davis.
Do you understand how words work? And still I see no changes. Seems like things are just getting worse for some. He said, and as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped, and I never get to lay back. To clarify, we gotta stay strapped with these God words and vigilant to test the things that are pushed our way, because the moment we get caught slipping into society's ways or casual sinning is the moment we're no longer encouraging, promoting, and supporting life. And now, what we've all been waiting for. It's survey data chop time. That's right. It's time to see what you all say about DE&I, or Divec Reclusion, and I can hardly wait. We created a quick and easy survey to ask some questions about DE&I and your experiences with it in your daily lives. And the answer is yes, you can still take the anonymous survey if you have not taken it yet. Please scan the QR code on the screen or visit our website at www.dyuhww.org to access the survey today. Okay, let's jump right in and start with question number one. Do you consider yourself one of the following? This question is to get a baseline of the worldview and philosophies of the survey participants from a spiritual perspective. For our DE&I survey, everyone that has participated so far identifies as Christian, 100%. The other options were Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, agnostic, atheist, none of these, or other. This means, as we go through the rest of the questions, we should see a lean towards Christian values and principles reflected in the responses.
Let's see
if that holds. Question number two asks, do you understand the individual meanings of the words diversity, equity, and inclusion? Survey says 100% of the 100% Christian participants understand the meanings and or definitions of the words diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is an excellent place to start. Knowing and understanding what words mean give us a better chance of using them correctly. If there is anyone out there that is still not sure of the definitions and context of the words diversity, equity, and inclusion, please listen to part one for assistance with that. Question number three asks, if you've ever worked for a company with DE&I programs or policies, the majority of you, 80%, have worked for such a company, with 20% of y'all currently working for such a company right now. Of course, there are follow-up questions we would like to ask, and maybe if we ever get a DE&I form together, we can ask these additional questions. But for now, I wonder what the practices and policies include. How are they enforced? How are they measured? Who decided these were the best DE&I practices for the company? In addition to the follow-up questions, we have another elephant in the room. If 80% have at some point worked at a company with DE&I policies, why is that number down to just 20% currently working at such a place? Is this the result of our current federal government's administration? Is anyone paying attention to the effects and impacts of removing policies and programs that encourage consideration of others in the workplace?
In schools, in churches.
Isn't this fun? Moving on to question number four. This one allows for multiple answers. The question is, who do you think benefits the most from DE&I initiatives? The answer choices are different segments or groups of humans. 20% of you think the following groups benefit the most: Caucasian or European descent humans, and women and men humans. In some research, Caucasian Americans do lead the pack in overall benefits from diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. It's funny that men and women get 20% benefit too. I wonder if the men voted that the women benefit, and if the women voted that the men benefit. The next largest benefiting group, according to you all, is LGBTQ+ humans, with a sizable 40% vote. And finally, the option of everyone benefits from DE&I received 60% of the nods towards benefits from the practices. This is awesome, and in my humble opinion, the correct way to think about the benefits of DE&I. Sure, some will benefit more than others, but all will benefit, just as all will suffer with the deletion of these policies and practices from our society. Some will suffer more than others. We are halfway through our survey at question number five. Is your immediate family diverse? By immediate family, we mean first cousin or closer. I must admit, Ms. Nina was surprised at the response to this one. Based on the programming and subliminal messaging and commercials currently. But I digress. Survey says 80% of the participating humans say their immediate family is not diverse in any way. I'm going to list some diversities just for dramatic effect. Ethnicity, religious beliefs, mental or physical disabilities. LGBTQ+ lifestyle. 80% say those closest to me are just like me. A lot of the commercials are showing mixed ethnicity families, from food, fashion, and entertainment to automobiles and travel. Many of the advertisements that show families with disabilities or LGBTQ plus members are selling manufactured drugs. More. Before you all succumb to data overload, let's take a music break and listen to the lyrics of Human by Rag & Bone Man. We'll be right back with the final questions from our survey and to reveal the songs that made our DE&I playlist. Stay with us.
Spread love. It's eternal. And so are you.
Do you understand how words work? We are not only human, we are more than human. We are also spiritual beings. Ms. Nina doesn't mind if anyone wants to blame her. Go ahead. I'm not bothered by that. Because it doesn't change the facts. We are responsible and accountable for our own words, behaviors, and actions.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last as king.
Oh, I've chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same.
This is Sparta!
Following Christ is kind of like being in Sparta in that sense. All right, my darlings. We have been chopping up this survey data and having fun while doing it, I might add. I will add. I just added. Y'all know Ms. Nina loves analyzing this data out here. So let's continue. We are on survey question number 6. Do your current spiritual or religious practices include diversity, equity, and inclusion considerations?
What does that question even mean, Ms. Nina David? Are you trying to trick us?
Of course not, faithful ones. This question is simply asking, do you think about the people around you when you're worshiping? If you worship in a church, temple, synagogue, or some other type of structure, is it accessible by all? Can vision or hearing impaired humans enjoy the same worship experience? Do those that dress differently than you feel comfortable to worship with you? If you worship online, is there captioning and descriptions with photos and videos for those with difficulty seeing and hearing? Do you have a mixed congregation that is subjected to the same type and style of worship songs every Sunday? Surprisingly, 80% of the participants of this survey say, yes, I include DE&I considerations with my current spiritual or religious practices. I'm not saying that's not true, but I am saying I've been to some of y'all's churches and maybe the question was misunderstood. I'll leave it at that. It would be amazing if all of us considered the marginalized more. I mean, that's the goal, right? Especially if we call ourselves Christ followers. He set the DE&I bar pretty high. On his dying day, he took a criminal with him to paradise. That's inclusive for sure. Question number 7 is related to number 6, and it asks, does your current place of worship include people that do not look like you? Well, once again, 100% of the 100% Christian participants selected, yes, I worship with folks that don't look like me. Now, I'm sure they understand this question does not apply only to physical features, right? I mean, even identical twins have some distinguishing features. But this question goes to the true meaning of looks different than me. Skin color and gender are obvious. But what about humans with PTSD or dementia or someone with dwarfism? What about those that are confined to wheelchairs or otherwise have mobility challenges? Do we worship with them? Do we get on their level or just tolerate them in our presence? I've seen some of the nicest church folks look right over a mostly nonverbal human in a wheelchair and speak to someone else without even acknowledging the nonverbal human's existence. Just because someone can't speak, see, hear, or walk doesn't mean they aren't human. They still have feelings. They still experience emotions. They are still human beings. Hard question time again. Am I worshiping with those around me, or am I just worshiping in their presence? Which brings us to question number 8. It's actually a true-false statement and reads, equity and equality are the same thing. Now, if you've been with us for the entire episode, including the first and second part, you already know the answer to this. And the wonderful surprise is that 100% of the participants in this survey answered false, which is the correct answer, because these words are not the same thing. We learned they originate from the same root word, equal, but they carry their own distinct definitions and context. Great job, y'all! Up next, question number 9. We are almost out of survey data for D&I, y'all. It is so. I am sad to say. But there will be more surveys and more survey data with future episodes of Do You Understand How Words Work? So, question 9 asks, what does inclusion look like to you? There were 6 options, including a fill-in-the-blank for yourself option. However, 2 options received all the votes. The option of, I will include only people with whom I have things in common, received 20% of the votes. And the other, I will include anyone that wants to be included, received a whopping 80% of the votes. Does that mean 20% of the polled 100% Christians do not include everyone as they operate and have opportunity to in their daily routine of life?
Somebody is not doing it right.
Alrighty, shazam! Just like that, we've made it to the final question in our survey. This question is posed in the form of ranking from 1 to 10 the songs that express D&I best. And y'all are hilarious with your rankings. 2 songs each received about 20% of the best expresses votes, and they are Better Way by India Ari and Colors of the Wind by Vanessa Williams. However, the song that received 60% of the number 1 ranking, or this song best expresses D&I to me votes, is UNITY by Queen Latifah. Most of the polled 100% Christians believe Unity by Queen Latifah best expresses D&I to them out of the choices. So please join me in listening to this 90s throwback. Who you calling a? Life is an eternal journey. Earth is just one destination. Do you understand how words work? Wow, that was a blast from the past. Where were you in 1993? I digress again. The spirit of the song does recognize some of the challenges dive equiclusion practices aim to address. This includes the sexism and abuse described in these lyrics. Okay, before we wrap up this episode of Do You Understand How Words Work? The D&I episode, let's take a look at the songs that made the Dive Equiclusion playlist. This is the part y'all have really been waiting for. Connecting the music to the message, this is def one of my favorite parts of the episode. Some of these songs have been infused in our segments and will now feel familiar. Here are all 20 songs that made the playlist. Songs used in this episode will be listed first, but the others are in no particular order. Underdog by Alicia Keys, Perfect People, The Walls Group, United States of Division by Prince. Dear Mr. Christian, Derek Minor. Speak Life, Damian Marley. I Felt That by Eshawn Burgundy. Changes by Tupac. Human by Rag and Bone Man. UNITY, the number one survey pick by Queen Latifah. Better Way, India Ari. Symphony of Brotherhood, Miri Ben Ari. I Choose, India Ari. A Time to Love, Stevie Wonder. The Body, I.V. Connerly. Still in America, Lecrae. Outsiders, also by Lecrae. Born This Way, Lady Gaga. Where Is the Love, the Black Eyed Peas. Colors of the Wind by Vanessa Williams. And What If We Were Real by Mandisa. All of these songs in some way express and illustrate the context of DE&I, its impacts and benefits. Please use the QR code or link on our website to access our DIVECLUSION playlist on Amazon Music. Download and listen to it as you do your chores, drive, or look for a reason to stay in this weekend. Well, this brings us to the conclusion of our episode. Let's walk through a brief recap and acknowledge what we've studied and learned. In part one, we define the words diversity, equity, and inclusion. We also discussed how the words work together. Additionally, in that segment, we covered what DE&I is not, so that none of us will be tricked about that. In part two, we learn that the parable of the Good Samaritan covers love your neighbor as yourself and DE&I practices. We also took a look at what Scripture says on the matter and why we apply these practices of consideration of others as followers of Jesus Christ. Remember, it's required in order to grow spiritually. In today's part three, we covered society's two cents, what we can do in response to society, and we reviewed how some of you weighed in on the topic of DE&I through our DIVECLUSION survey, still available. Lastly, we covered the soundtrack to this incredible mental, musical, and spiritual experience. We have taken DE&I training to a whole new level, a higher level, beyond and above how society wants you to think about DIVECLUSION. Before we go, Ms. Nina Davis is filling one more song from our playlist and would like to share it with you all. Please listen carefully to the lyrics in What If We Were Real by Mandisa.
For God so loved the world that he gave them
Ms. Nina Davis so she could ask,
do you understand how words work? Please visit our website at www.dyuhww.org. That song is my pick for best represents DE&I practices, because in order to really consider others, we have to get real with ourselves first. We must admit and accept our shortcomings, whether it's pride, greed, lust, or laziness, and start prioritizing what's real. And what's real for all of us, regardless of individual worldview, is eternity. Christianity wants you to believe only Christians get eternal life. Listen to me, please. We, as humans with a soul, are made of energy. When we leave this world, our energy continues. Everyone lives forever. The point of understanding how things work is so you can choose the eternal life you want. There are two options, one with God and one without. Don't let society or the accuser decide for you. Eternity is forever. No one has been able to put a time frame on eternity yet. It's like infinity. It just goes on and on. God gives us a choice of how we want to spend it, and he won't force us to spend it with him. Thank you all for your undivided attention and engagement as we explored the deeper context around DE&I or Diversity/Inclusion. You all are the best, and may God's word keep you curious. I had so much fun with this, and I hope you all did too. Stay tuned for our next episode. It's about to get real. Get ready for episode 3, where we ask, do you understand how freedom works? So, if it's God's will, Ms. Nina Davis will be back with more Do You Understand How Words Work? Soon and very soon. Until next time, practice love, give grace, and stay funky. Shalom.
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?
Do you understand how words work?